Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. I'm Ellie Gibson.
I'm Helen Thorne.
And we are joined tonight by Croft and Pierce. Hello!
Hello!
Now, which one's Croft and which one's Pierce?
So, I'm Croft.
And I'm Pierce.
And how do people mainly tell you apart?
They don't really.
Mainly they have no idea.
Croft or Pierce, we should have called ourselves.
We normally just say fringe for Croft.
I'm normally not wearing glasses, which makes it harder.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You know the rule of double axe.
I know.
Either one with glasses and one fat.
Yeah.
Come on.
I sometimes wonder if, like, our agent doesn't really know who's who still.
Not quite.
Not quite. Not with confidence.
There's like an element of doubt in the eye.
And so, would you introduce yourselves to the listener?
Hello, listener.
No, listener, singular. It is singular.
It's
singular.
It's just it is Ellie's mum. Ellie's auntie in France.
Hello, Janice.
Love you.
Hi, Auntie Janice. So we are a comedy double act.
Yeah, we write sketch comedy together and we perform it together.
Sounds original.
Yes, we just thought, do you know what hasn't been done?
Yeah, lovely. And didn't you have a series on the radio?
We did. We had a Radio 4 series called The Croft and Pierce Show, just trying to get our name out.
Yes. Good branding.
Yeah.
And now, of course, you have something else in common, apart from being a double act, which is...
We both got pregnant at exactly the same time, so... We can't do
what during the same sex session was it?
Yeah,
like wife swapping.
Exactly. Same dad.
Yeah. It was a very special man.
Yeah.
Okay, so have you got any bets on as who's going to go first or?
No, we haven't done that yet.
Helen, who's going to pop first? I'll give it a minute.
Pay a five. You can pick first. All right, I'm just judging that one.
Hannah,
you're
putting a fiver on Hannah.
Yeah.
Fine, I'm putting a fiver on Fee.
Yeah.
This is exciting.
So we want to be the first people you text. Pops out.
We will be. If we go into labour at the same time, it might be like, who can push out first that fiver
time? Yeah. Oh, yes.
That's what you want. Do you live near each other?
We're actually opposite ends of London now, but we are both...
Hannah's west, I'm east.
Okay.
So we'll just have to meet in the middle to have the babies,
So it won't be like, you know, you're going to the same hospital and they spot the babies, like, you know, that fabulous Bette Midler, Lily Tomlin, which is called...
Big Business.
Big Business, which Ellie and I would like to recreate. Don't steal our ideas.
We won't. But
that's so true. We should tag them.
We should do,
yes, they're going to be spending a lot of time together.
It's true.
Yeah.
And lots of babies intrigued. Look the same, don't they? Just kind of a little...
And also, you've got quite similar colouring, whereas mine and Hen's, if you look at our sons, mine has got sort of very curly brown hair, and yours is Aryan. Yours is a midwitch cuckoo, quite honestly.
Yeah.
Blue eyes, straight blonde hair.
Yeah, gorgeous. I call him the Danish prince. Like, he's so pale. As soon as he goes out, he just gets freckles.
I'm really intrigued to see where I get, because my husband's Italian, so there's a chance that I could get like a swarthy, dark-skinned... kind of Italian, dark hair,
bearded baby.
But then on my dad's side, there's a very strong red gene. So I could also have... So I'm just really intrigued by what's going to...
Oh,
you're going to have a Mick Hucknall that likes spaghetti.
Oh, yes.
Every mother's dream. Really?
That's going to really help me bond.
Yeah, I think so.
Did you know when you... Because you had this thing, Helen, didn't you? And you knew when you conceived.
Yeah, so me and my friend Taz, my best friend, and I conspired together to get pregnant because she was like, I really want to have some maternity leave. And I was like, fucking yes, I do too. And so we said, let's try and get pregnant at the same time. And we were texting each other when we were like, oh, should we do it tonight sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. I think he's about to finish.
Unbeknownst to our husbands, yeah. And then like we'd, the next day I'll go, you know, we had a good session. Fingers crossed that works. Big tits.
Fingers crossed, legs open.
So yeah. And then like, and then of course we told our husbands, eventually, that's what will happen. But yeah, our boys were born 3 weeks apart.
That did actually happen.
Wow. Yeah.
Because I've heard this. It's called a pregnancy pact.
Oh, it does.
Oh.
That's like, it's
it sounds like an 80s film.
It does.
Like it really the should be. Yeah. We should make that film.
We should make that film, yeah.
Yeah, because yeah, Helen and I, our boys were born 11 days apart. But we didn't know each other then. We met when they were about a year and a half old. So we unconsciously made a pregnancy pact.
Yes.
And
then, you knew in the future you'd be spending too much time together.
Yeah.
Like, but did you talk about it before? Did you kind of tell each other you were going to try and get pregnant or...?
Like, we knew, like, because I'd been trying for quite a while. And so, like, we knew that it was... But it wasn't at all planned that... Or even thought about that it would happen at the same time.
No.
And I remember when I found out, I was like, oh God, how am I going to tell Fee? This is like going to definitely ruin Edinburgh. This could not be. Because I always thought, oh, I'll just do Edinburgh if I'm really pregnant. Or I'll just do it if I'm in the sick phase. Or do you know what I mean? I'll just do it. Or just after. Somehow I'll manage.
Mm.
But then I was like, oh dear.
But then you also said you had a feeling like, oh, I think Fee's pregnant
too. Then I had
too.
This feeling that she might be pregnant too. I don't know why.
Was it the fact that her tits were like the size of basketballs?
And... But that's the sad thing. If you see us, they're not. Never have been, apparently never will be.
Our boobs were finally coming.
Have they increased?
The really sad thing is...
I've graduated from an A cup.
Yeah,
and I really can't say much more than that.
Yeah,
I tried to buy... What about your nipples? I mean, let's get real here.
Yeah, they've got bigger.
Have they just gone like from like grapes to slices of salami?
But not that big even. I feel like I really thought my boobs would finally come in.
We've still got 2 months, so maybe...
Yeah. You haven't had the milk.
You've got breastfeeding, yeah. You've got that to look forward to. That'll be, you know...
So, whereas I did go up a knicker size. That was quite funny.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Not a breast size.
So
there we go. There are still things to
pregnancy
celebrate.
Pregnancy has yielded something.
Yes, the waistbands get a little higher. Yeah. I didn't want to throw out my maternity knickers because I was like... No, I like them that they sit just flush underneath my boots. It's quite
so
comfy. It's lovely.
I will say honestly, I've still got some comfy pants that I bought when Charlie was born.
Yeah.
And he was 6 yesterday. Now, motherhood is not a competition, except it is.
It can all the time.
So who's had the worst pregnancy? Who's had the worst time of it, do you think?
I reckon me, just because I had the morning sickness. Whereas Fee never felt better. She was
I glided through.
I just felt in rude health.
Yeah. So she genuinely felt better, didn't you?
I actually felt better. Yeah. I'd like to say to my husband, why do I feel so good? I shouldn't feel this good.
It's because you're not drinking all the time.
You know. So I was really lucky in a really kind of annoying way.
Mm.
Like a pregnant woman who wasn't having
problems. Maybe she'll get the baby that doesn't sleep. You can only hope.
Probably. Fingers crossed. I fear not.
Well, I feel like that's enough pregnancy chat. Do you?
Yes, I think so. Yes.
Shall we move on to comedy chat?
Hilarious.
Specifically, double act chat. Because obviously, you know, it's incredibly difficult, isn't it, to be in a double act with another woman.
It's a nightmare.
Especially when perhaps one of you is perhaps more hardworking, more organised, maybe funnier.
Sorry, there's something in my throat.
How do you cope with that imbalance?
Well, it's a daily struggle for me.
Fee's been very gracious about it. It's already worked out. I feel like we've known each other for so long because we've met when we were at sixth form.
Oh,
so right. 16. So how many years can I ask if you've known each other now?
So, 16 and a bit years. Yeah. Oh my God, double our age.
That's amazing.
Half as long as you've been alive.
Oh, guys!
Guys, tonight we realise.
Guys, you are so old.
Yeah. It's definitely 17, isn't it? She's doing the master.
Yeah.
Yeah, 17.
Oh, that's lovely. That's a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
The sex is obviously dried up.
The sex is dried up. That's why everything's so smooth now. Yeah. So I'm just plain sailing. Yeah. I think, so I feel like we have quite a kind of sisterly relationship in a way as well.
Why do you think you became friends in the first place? Because you were funny and you recognised another funny person?
Because we could see a career opportunity in the other.
I think I had very few friends actually when
I was new at the school. And looking for, just desperate for a friend.
You're like, she looks desperate.
Yeah. I've been there 5 years and really needed some friends. But really.
She looks like an easy target.
I feel like we're quite similarly perfectionist, actually, in our... It's like, there's no one else I'd trust to, like, write or respond to things more than Fia, I'd be like, I don't even need to check it because I know she would spend ages checking all, you know?
Mm.
So I feel like we're similarly fastidious in a way.
Which is a nightmare for everyone around
us.
It works really nicely for us.
Actually, you've spit your infinitive again, Murphy. It's just a text. We'll fix it, because, to be honest...
So you're both grammar Nazis.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I want to join you guys. I believe in you. I want to be with them. And then we'll just live in this world of perfect grammar and spelling all of the time.
I'm a wild spirit.
Yes,
I will just get a crayon on a napkin and just literally scroll it out with my thumbs, but there's often times where we look down and go, that's so us. So like if we're staying at, like, say somewhere salubrious, like a premier inn together on tour,
Ellie
will have like this sonic toothbrush from the future, and mine will be a Tesco valued toothbrush that is about 6 months too dogged, but that is us in a nutshell.
So would you say you're quite similar personalities, or are you...
We are quite so. And then it makes me laugh when you say about the premiere, because like I don't sleep very well. I don't. And I'm like in the premiere when we arrive, and I like lay out my earplugs and my eye mask and all the ways I'm going to like block out my senses to try and get me to sleep.
I can just have the deepest sleep, kind of anywhere.
And like waking Fia is really funny. She goes into this deep place where she's. I mean, she's halfway towards death. She can't
sleep. It's love. I was going to say the sun-like, but no, it is death-like.
It is quite scary, like how deep she goes.
Whereas Hannah, if you sort of take a step across a Premier Inn carpet, she can awake.
I'll be like, with the earplugs and the eye mask.
You are ready for having a baby.
No,
just like that.
You're like a cat.
Yeah,
whereas like, I'm like a really lazy dog.
Yeah.
So you met at sort of sixth form, and then when did you start writing comedy together?
Not until... So we met in sixth form, then we both went to uni, and then we both went to drama school. We thought we were going to be the greatest classical actresses of our generation, didn't we, really?
Just a given. We were just going to be doing Chekhov and Shakespeare.
Wringing our hands over samovars.
All actors are, every day.
Yeah, exactly.
They're all fully employed all the time, and just, you know, having coffee with Helen Mirren at 8 o'clock in the morning.
In black polo necks.
That's
really how we saw ourselves, and then I think we got... We didn't get many acting jobs, and we got some awful day jobs that were just kind of...
Didn't get many auditions.
We didn't even get the audition. What am I saying? Just rewind. We had these day jobs that were really just asking to be written into sketches, and we had some mates that were doing it and naively thought that we should give it a shot.
Mm.
And they gave us kind of 2 minutes on their bill. Ah. We were like, what, only 2 minutes? And then we were like, my God, that's a lot of words.
How long? It was a really long 2 minutes.
Yes, isn't it?
It was a really quiet 2 minutes as well.
And you realise that you kind of have an idea that maybe is one titter that takes you 5 seconds to express, but how to actually make people laugh over a longer stretch of time is a whole different...
We just do props, don't we? Just get props, get
absolutely.
Your props out,
a lot of wigs.
Props out, done.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
Yeah. It takes literally truckloads of vans to get us to gigs, but wow, they're funny wigs.
Yeah.
Funny things.
It was a sketch about Mary Poppins, wasn't it? Do you remember?
No, we've done a sketch about Mary Poppins. I've got a Mary Poppins outfit in the shed still.
Yes,
you see, we didn't have that. Maybe that's what we were missing.
But props, ladies. Props.
2 minutes on the jokes, 5 days on the costumes. Yeah, that's what we're saying.
We didn't put enough thought into it at all.
I feel like this is some kind of cultural exchange, though, because, you know, Ellie and I have been the double act and we've had the babies. Yeah, because we kind of did that first and then got into the comedy.
Yeah.
So we're sort of doing it, you know.
So we're going to do that second and get out of the comedy.
And have you booked gigs in advance?
Well, our plan is to, like pick up the our tour, which sounds very grand, but, you know, it's our little regional tour from next February.
March. We're planning to basically be touring, next year, and then we'll do Edinburgh.
Edinburgh 2018.
Wow.
With babies. What
amazing.
Do you think that's possible?
We could strap them to us.
I don't know.
I don't know what kind of mums you're going to be. I don't know what your baby's going to be like. I will say that she and I had a baby 2 months early, and she and I had sold our Christmas show out. So I went and we still did the show 10 days after I'd had a cesarean.
My gosh.
It can be done.
That?
Would I recommend it? Probably not, but it can be done.
Was she on a lot of drugs?
Yes, she was.
Were you crawling across the stage?
Yes, pretty much.
I thought what we could do in Edinburgh, my idea was like, we come out, we start the show, we're carrying the babies. We give the babies to someone in the audience and say, you've got to hold that for the next hour, then we carry on. I told that to my husband, he was like...
please don't give our baby to a stranger. I imagine that probably.
I imagine the stranger quite, wouldn't yeah. want the baby,
and the baby might not want the stranger.
No. I feel like you'll work it out. I feel like you're already working it out. You know, you don't need any information from me.
No. It's all in there, ladies.
It's all in there.
Hearing yourself say that out loud, how did it sound?
That's right. And what we used to do is rehearse our shows in the playground. So it'd be like pushing the boys on the swing, telling filthy jokes to each other, or pretending to be men, like we put in our characters, yeah. and the boys, that's how we rehearsed. Or we'd like squeeze in a quick sketch writing for the hour and a half nap. Yeah. Go, right! And that's one of the things that we found, having children, you become extremely efficient when it comes to times. So you go, fuck, the nanny's booked for 3 hours, we just have to write an entirely new show in that time, and then you do it. So I guess that's one of the things. And also, I find being really tired and especially a bit pissed off with my husband can fuel some excellent comedy.
Excellent comedy.
Yes.
Being a lot of angry. Bile. Yeah, yes. A lot of bile and hate.
Yes.
Spewing out. Okay, that's good.
Produces excellent hilarity. So that's, yeah.
So how do you find being in a double act? Does it feel like a marriage ever?
Oh, definitely. Very much. And it's weird actually being married.
Yeah.
But then also being married to your friend because oh, and you
your husband's
know
like
this.
You're doing this. You're like, I better just chat with the wife if we can go.
Yeah, I just need to. I think I'm with Hannah on Saturday.
Yeah.
can we have the weekend together? I don't know. I need to show her.
It's like it does feel like that. You know, yeah. like, oh, just see what he's doing in the night.
I've got a joint account with Hannah and not with my husband.
It's one of those things that you have such a commitment to each other. You've built something when you've got so
built
far.
Built something together, yeah.
Especially to be honest, I'm taking it one day at a time, but whatever. Yeah.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, I mean, there have been many weeks where I've spent more time with you than I have with my husband. And that's, you know,
definitely.
And we spend so much time together that I don't think we could work together and do this if we didn't like each other, you know.
Yeah, I kind of think that. And I guys think sometimes when people say, oh, I'm setting up a sketch duo with someone I met on a sketch writing course, and I'm like, got a lot with that.
Yeah.
Because I think, well, I mean, it might really work out, but it's just, how do you spend that much time?
Yeah.
So I guess at the beginning, maybe naively, you don't know how much time it's going
to
be.
Well, I think it might be time for the game, Thorn. I would like to do that. So we've been talking about how being in a double act is a bit like being married. So I thought we could play a game called Mrs. and Mrs.
Hey! Okay, what's good for the goose is good for the goose.
Exactly. Horse and horse. So Mr. and Mrs. is where like couples like have to guess the other person's answer to the questions. Fee, are you going to guess Hannah's answers?
Yes.
Is that correct?
And I'm guessing yours, Ellie
You're
Gibson.
Guessing mine, Helen Thorne. Here we go. We'll start with an easy one. What is your partner's middle name?
Uh-oh. Thorne is looking troubled. Grace.
Beatrice.
They're in the same ilk. There's an ilk, isn't there? There's a kind of...
There's a certain... No, it's a certain...
It's correct or incorrect.
There's a demographic.
Yeah, there is.
Let's say that.
There is.
So, what have you got, Crofton Pierce?
Okay. Elizabeth Jane.
Oh, God damn it.
And there were two. That's because we've got the bank account together, so I know you're... legally, I'd have to know
you're
your name.
You're more in love. Fantastic. That's what I think. Nice. Yes.
Now, this question is, what is your partner's worst habit? So, what is mine and Hannah's worst habit? Helen Thorne, what have you got for us?
Correcting grammar.
I've got grammar fascism.
Yay!
Point for the scummies. Yes. Crofton Pierce, what have you got?
Being late.
Oh! Next question. What is your partner's favourite body part?
Her fabulous legs.
I've got legs!
Yay! Yes. Crofton Pierce?
I've got eyes.
Oh, I've got nails.
Nails!
The reason
I love my nails.
The reason I say that is because you say that your mum says that she's jealous of your nails.
Yeah, my mum has a thing where she'll be
specific.
Like, yeah, oh, you're so lucky you got your father's nails. That's a thing that she's
so maybe you might
be proud of them.
Yeah. It is neck and neck. Now, who would your partner like to play her in the movie of her life? Should we switch it up for this one?
Okay.
So I'm going to guess who Thorne would like to play her in the movie.
Who you want.
If it was me, would you have put Susan Sarandon?
Yes.
That's why I switched it up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, Thorne, I've put Amy Poehler.
No! Drew Barrymore.
Oh!
But Amy Poehler's better. That's so much better because you and I like Amy Poehler and Tina Fey. In that we're both women.
And I look a bit like Sarah Palin, that's right.
I put Carey Mulligan because I'm thinking...
Carey Mulligan? That's good. You've cast me younger. That's nice and flattering. Yes, I've gone for Emma Thompson, so I'm...
Right, let's get into it. Let's get serious. Come on, let's get filthy. What is your partner's favourite sexual position?
That one where you...
Does she want to look at him or not look at him? That's the question.
Okay, Thorne, what have you put? What is my favourite sexual position?
I just sit against a wall.
I put awake.
Yeah. Is you on your back but with your legs in the air?
Oh, lovely. That's quite athletic and gymnastic.
I like that you've envisioned that as well.
That's really nice.
That's quite yogic as well. See, mine was relaxing on my back.
Oh, you
can have a point for that.
That's how I would relax.
You do the work. Yeah. I'll smoke. Yeah.
And while we're on the subject of sexy things, what is your partner's biggest turn on? So, Thorne, what is your biggest turn on? I've guessed when he does the hoovering.
I said a naked man in the spa.
A naked man in a spa?
Yes.
Any naked man?
Yes, any naked man will do.
Well, like, a naked man hoovering a spa is like
a poor guy. Yeah. That's
he's
nice.
Going to electrocute himself. That's going to be
even better.
What have you guys gone for?
I've just got John Hamm.
Oh, I've got John Hamm holding a cake.
I'm giving you a point for that.
I mean, it's very obvious, but sorry, you know.
Sean Hamm, good call.
All right, now we come now to the quick fire round.
Yes.
God, okay.
I am going to give you two names and you, Fee, and you, Helen, must pick which one of these names the other person would like to fuck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cumberbatch or Elba? You're not allowed to guess by the length of time it takes the person to write the name. Thorne, what have you gone for?
Elba.
Point for the scummies. Crofton Pierce.
Elba.
Everyone loves Elba. Line me up.
Okay, finally, the final question.
Yes.
Have sex with the entire Crystal Palace FC team or get off with Nigel Farage for 45 seconds? Thorne, what have you gone for?
CP.
CPFC. Crofton Pierce.
Nigel Farage.
Crystal Palace.
I know, I was going to say Farage. Yeah, I'd be intrigued. 45 seconds with a tight timer.
And that's your novel.
Yeah, exactly.
Is this the end of your friendship?
I feel confused.
I feel like this is worse than Brexit. I feel like you're just like, oh, really? You think like that?
This is our Brexit.
Yeah.
We've ruined the belly.
No one saw it coming.
I can exclusively reveal that at the end of that game, Croft and Pierce have won by half a point.
Well done.
But they have known each other for 13 years longer, so to be honest, you should have won by more.
We should have really met you.
Congratulations. Do you feel like you've learned anything about each other?
Well, I mean, especially the Nigel Farage, I feel like I've revealed myself.
A lot.
Oh, well, there we go. Well, that was a fun game.
I liked it, Ellie. Thank you for Mrs. and Mrs.
Shall we do a Scummy Mummy Confessions?
I think that's a great idea.
Go for it, mate. Have you got one you'd like to share?
Yes. Oh. So I've recently taken up running. But I realise it makes you quite sweaty. It was a hot day in London the other day. It was 32 degrees. I did a 5K run around Dulwich Park. And then I sat down in the cafe because it was hot. And then when I stood up, there seemed to be like the Shroud of Turin of my fanny on the chair.
Oh, no.
And what did I do? It would have been weird for me to go back and wipe it down.
Yeah.
So I just ran away.
Yes.
You still had the energy to run.
That's what Jesus did. He looked at that shroud and he thought, I want nothing to do with that. I don't want to get in the dry cleaning bill for that bloody thing. And he just left.
And he
just
left.
I'm sorry, people of Dulwich. You've seen things I don't want to see of myself.
Hey, they've seen a miracle is what they've seen. They've shared a holy moment.
They have.
Whole.
So holy. All the holes.
All the holes.
Yes.
My confession is that it was Charlie's birthday party the other day, and you came, and that was lovely, and we had like various kids bouncing around the trampoline, all lovely, and then someone went, uh-oh, and we looked over, and of course all the boys had started taking off their clothes, as they do. That's pretty standard. But this time, for some reason, I don't know if you remember this, they decided to keep their pants on but round their ankles.
Yes.
So they were on the trampoline, just bouncing up and down with nothing else on but pants around their ankles, like a sort of very, very weird episode of Gladiators.
Yes.
That would only appeal to a particular demographic.
Yes.
A very strange event, and I had had so much carver I couldn't be bothered to stop them.
No,
we just let it go on.
That's right. They were in the cage of the trampoline. Yes. They weren't going to hurt themselves.
Yes, we padlocked it. It was all safe. It was all perfectly safe.
Carried on drinking.
Yes, ladies. I know you're pregnant. Have you got any pregnant Scummy Mummies confessions?
Like for me, like I just need to do more of my pelvic floor exercises because, like, obviously hay fever season has been a complete carnage.
Mm.
You know, and I went to a wedding at the weekend where we were like, there was literally hay around.
Oh no.
I mean, God.
And I hate the
during
country.
The speech, I just kept sneezing, thinking this is just really bad from all.
Once,
all
twice,
levels.
Three times, ten a lady, that's all I said. Just
100%.
Not,
yeah.
Oh, the first time I properly like wet myself, I had a coughing fit. And
there's a start to an anecdote. First time I probably wet myself, Michael Parkinson. And it was very funny. I was having dinner with Sean Connery, you know, of course,
and
more.
And Billy Connolly.
Yes, Billy Connolly. All of the Connollys and Connerys were there.
No, I had you know, when you have like the kind of something caught in your throat, and I just kept coughing, and then the splash hit the floor, and I was like, this is a whole new low. This is
Do you have a Scummy Mummy confession?
Mine would be like, it's kind of a confession that shows I'm probably not ready to be a mother just yet. I was having coffee with my friend and her little girl. Really cute little girl. She's like 2.5, 3. And my friend was showing her that, like, you can dunk things in milk. She had, like, a little baby chino. And she showed her how to dunk something. But my friend's little girl didn't want what my friend was offering her. She, like, looked over at my cookie. And I thought, ooh, well, my cookie.
Uh-oh.
And my friend said, oh, do you want to try some of Fee's cookie? And the little girl nodded her head, and I thought, you... And
so
my friend leant over and broke off a massive chunk of cookie for a 2.5-year-old.
Oh, incorrect.
Did she even finish it?
And she dunked it, and she sort of ate it a little bit in the way that little children, they don't really eat, do they? Just kind of close their lips
just
on
gum
something.
It. They just gum it, yeah.
And then put it down, and I was like, well, now I can't have it.
I can't bloody have it back now.
That was almost half my cookie.
That girl.
A year from now,
she owes
you
a cookie.
You will be chowing down on that bloody cookie. Oh, my God.
No matter whose kid it was. Yeah.
One of the best Scummy Mummy confessions we've had recently at a show was a mother had confessed that she had once dropped dip on the top of her baby's head, and she ate it off with a chip. We know who you are. We love you. Thank you for coming to our show. One of the best confessions I've heard.
That's amazing.
That's great.
And you will do that. I guarantee you will eat 100%. Food off your baby's face.
Well, that's it for Scummy Mummy Confessions. Any admin, Helen?
Do see our scummymummies.com page for upcoming tour dates.
Yes. And our book, Scummy Mummies, is still out remarkably.
Still available.
It's still in print.
Yes. Yay.
Please buy it. If you like the podcast, please tell your friends. Please, if you can rate, review and subscribe on iTunes, then that's brilliant. That really boosts up the charts and that's good times.
It absolutely is. And hello to all our listeners in the 100 different countries that listen to us. My favourite country of this week is Iceland. Oh. So hello, Iceland.
Crofton Pierce, have you got anything you'd like to plug?
Yeah. We've got a podcast. It's in character as two of our characters called June and Jean, who are middle-aged, middle-class ladies from the home counties who are constantly brought to the brink of suicide because of that, you know, their rhubarb chutney hasn't set properly. Having a series of first world problems. If you'd like to tune into them, and that's just June and Jean.
That's June and Jean. You can find it on iTunes and SoundCloud. And yeah, you can go to our website, see what we're up to, croftonpierce.com. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's lovely. Oh. Thank you so much, ladies, for coming here.
Thank you for having us.
With your babies. I think this is actually the first time, Thorn, we've actually done a six-person podcast, when you think about it, really.
Absolutely. Yeah.
In utero.
And don't forget, we've got a fiver on... I've got a fiver on you going first, is that right?
Fiver on Fee, that's right.
We'll let you know.
Don't let me down.
Okay. If you could just send me a photo when your water's broke for evidence, that would be...
Yeah, fantastic. Email it at the time.
Yeah. Phone of your husband looking really worried.
Yeah, fantastic.
That'd be fine.
Oh, lovely. Everything. It's going to be amazing.
Thank you.
Fingers crossed. Until next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye. What is your partner's shoe size? Thorn, are you drawing it? Are you drawing my shoe?
Drawing your foot.
To scale. Yeah.
Thorn, what have you got?
41, like a Yeti.
What the fuck is 41?
41!
No, fucking Spain. What are you doing? Write it in normal language. Write it in English.
She's between a 7 and an 8.
7.5! Yes!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.